You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you've had a lovely week and enjoyed the cooler season. Today, I'm going to talk about repatriation, especially if you're a student. I've had a few clients who have been in this situation, especially recently, so I thought it would be a good time to discuss. Repatriation can be hard in any given situation. It is even harder when you're forced to leave your expat country to go back to your home country. I've repatriated twice in my life. First time was after a year of living in Kenya when I was 17. My parents decided to live in Kenya when we were 16. And then after a year, they were realized, yeah, that wasn't such a great idea. We are very British and we should be in England. So we moved back. And that was hard. I went back a year in the sixth form. My friends were a year above. It was really difficult. So I suffered mentally then. But of course, mental health wasn't such a big thing then, and people didn't realize. The second time I repatriated was after a year of living in Dubai. I couldn't study and work with my then employer. They changed the rules after I left, which was great. So I had to quit and move back to my parents and study to be a solicitor. So both times were hard and affected my mental well-being. The second time, my mental health deteriorated so much that I had a breakdown and went on to Prozac, which was great because I had the best year of my life being numb and I really did well in my exams, which is amazing. I actually recharged my brain. So yeah, Prozac for the win for a short time. But anyway, I missed Dubai. So then I came back after a year. So I've been in Dubai ever since. That's my story. But a lot of people go through the same thing when they're repatriating. It's very difficult, especially when you have lived, in a different country at university or you worked as well. And then you have to move back home to live with your parents. I mean, I wouldn't be able to repatriate and live back with my parents now at this age. And, you know, you've had so much freedom being at school or at university, and then suddenly you're living with your parents and have to follow their rules. So it's difficult. So that's difficult alone. And then you have to deal with all your stuff, which makes it even more difficult. And I've seen it, you know, the effect it can have on yourself and on my clients. So, you know, I thought it would be great to talk about this. It's not an easy transition. Let's discuss it today. So the other situation that arises bringing clutter is that you have your old clothes from your old life, from your bedroom, which is still there, from your teenage life. And then you have the current clothes and accessories from your new life, all merging into the same childhood bedroom. On top of moving back, you have to deal with your stuff, and it can get very overwhelming. I wanted to give my tips today on how to deal with this feeling of overwhelmness, if that's a word. Is overwhelmness a word? Of clutter, and how to deal with it without having a breakdown, and definitely without being on Prozac. So first of all, wherever you're living, whether it's in London, America, Australia, Singapore, anywhere in the world, in your current location, tidy up your areas and put the items in the right place. For example, put all your books together or nearby the bookshelf, or your shoes in one area, or your dresses in together. So it's easier for the packers to put everything into boxes, or it's easier for you to put it into suitcases and bags when you're packing up. Whilst you're tidying up, do a mini declutter of any items that are broken, don't fit, you don't use or need in your new home. Spend 15-20 minutes a day doing a mini declutter in your various areas of your home. And the sooner you start doing the mini declutter before you ship or move, the easier it'll be for you. So if you know you're going to be moving, you know, October, end of October, start doing it in June, July, so you've got a bit of time to do the mini decluttering. Also think about when you're doing the decluttering about the climate you're moving back into. So if you're living in, you know, I don't know, Minneapolis in America, or, you know, Scandinavia, where it's really cold in the winter, but you're moving back to the Middle East, you won't need all those thick jumpers. So think about getting rid of or donating a few of those thick jumpers. When you move back, if your current stuff is being shipped over, take this time to start doing a mini declutter of your bedroom. Spend 15, 20 minutes a day getting rid of old clothes, shoes, accessories, books, even your school books and knickknacks. Get that all out so you have space ready for the new stuff coming in. Also, categorize the items you have left and put them in set zones within your room so you're ready for your ship stuff. Then once the ship stuff has arrived, take out the items one bag or box at a time, categorizing and organizing the items. While you're taking the shipped items out, see if the items are suitable for the climate if you haven't done it before in your old house. Then finally, declutter again. Yep, I'm going to keep on telling you to declutter. So while you're taking the things out of the boxes and bags, see again if the things that you can get rid of that you will know you're not going to wear again. Like you thought you would, but you've come home and you've gone, actually, no, it's not going to work here. So, you know, then you'll have more room and space to deal with them. So that's what to do with the items. But also, you know, you're acclimatizing back. As I said, it's very difficult moving back, especially if you have friends, family, and neighbors who have not traveled outside the town, who have not lived abroad for a few years, and they don't understand what you're going through and sort of tell you to stop boasting about living in a glam town or living away. You know, it's very hard for expats repatriating, whether you're a student or you're an adult with kids. So try and find expat groups on Facebook or other social media groups to reach out to like-minded people who've gone through the same as you. And often you'll find that there are people who live near your area who have gone through the same thing as you, who you can connect with and have a relationship with. And sometimes you end up having friends, you know, making new friends, which is great, who can understand what you've gone through. Also, you know, if you are going through feelings of depression and sadness about moving back, and you can't talk to your family and friends about it because they don't understand why you're sad about moving home, talk to a therapist. You know, don't bottle it up. Otherwise, you could end up on Prozac like I was. If it's too overwhelming to deal with all your items of stuff, call a professional organizer to help you as well to get through the decluttering and organizing process as quickly as possible back in your home. So if you do need help, get in touch with myself at declutterme.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even TikTok at declutterme. Thanks for listening, as always, to the Declutter Me podcast. If you do have any questions, get in touch with me in the various ways. Also, don't miss the next weekly episode by subscribing to the Declutter Me podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Angami, Amazon, or any of your favorite podcast players, as well as on YouTube. And you'll get a notification each week when a new podcast is out. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll speak to you next week. Thanks. Bye.